Something else to bear in mind when we're discussing the brachas of Shvas Ani Nachri, Shvas Ani Avet, Shvas Ani Isha, is again a point made by Rav Monk, that the basic idea is to be found in the Jewish concept of rights, which is diametrically opposed to other nations. To other nations, rights are really a means of safeguarding ethics amongst people. Ethics are preserved by rights. However, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's something very different. Rights do not assign areas of power to the individual. Rather, they refer to the allotment of the appropriate spheres of positive duties. However, even in the performance of diverse duties, a person might abuse the prerogative of their power. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entrusted the eradication of such abuse to the free ethical conscience of the parties concerned. What does that mean? When it comes to the way we're meant to treat our servants, you're meant to treat him like a brother, but he's meant to treat himself like a servant, says the Medrash in Teres Kanim in Pashas Bahar. And in fact, rights in this way are complemented and perfected by ethics. That's tzedek and mishpat. And these are the two poles which mark the way of Hashem. And therefore they come together. They create a kiddush Hashem. Vayigba Hashem tzvakeis ba-mishpat. Vakel ha-kadosh nikdash b'tzdaka. Vayiz melech mishpatayev. It's all the same thing all the way. Meaning, there are tremendously high demands made on the Jewish people. And that doesn't mean we've always met them. But on the other hand, this impulse for ethical behavior is so deeply rooted within us that the powers granted never led to the abuse and disregard of human dignity. Therefore, the erected barriers could, without any qualms, be left to the people. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts us that we don't abuse our power. He trusts us that these two things come together, that we might have a difference of duties, but every human being is profoundly worthy of respect. And therefore, every person in fulfilling their role has a responsibility to respect everybody else for their role and treat them in such a way. But we need to ask ourselves one more question. When we refer to Shalayas Ani Avad, who has not made me a slave, we need to realize what we're thinking about as well. What possibly could we be a slave to in 2021 or 2022, whenever you listen to this? There are so many things that we can be enslaved to in our lives. We can be slaves to our passions. We can be slaves to our social media. We can be slaves to our phones. We can be slaves to our jobs. The only thing that it's worth being enslaved to is the Torah. Why? Because ein lecha ben chorin ela misha osek b'Torah. That's true liberation, because there's nothing as liberating as being a slave to the truth. And that's why the highest accolade we can give to a human being, Moshe Rabbeinu, ki eved ne'eman karas alo, who's a faithful servant. Avaidas Hashem. Avadai heim. Yes, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. In fact, he put us in Mitzrayim to learn how to be slaves, so that we'll learn how to be servants to him. Because there is no one as free as someone that's a slave to the truth. And that's the most liberating experience possible.